Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation pop experience. Welcome to today's edition of the Video Jukebox on the Day. I'm Andy Atherton, back with you, ending another fun week, a theme week. This week, we're all about unplugged acoustic versions of songs, performances. A lot of them came from MTV's Unplugged, the show that was in the early to mid-90s. Artists got to showcase, you know, their talent and drilling down their songs. And this song, I talked about briefly, but on Monday I did Layla by Eric Clapton. This is probably, I would say, 1A and 1B of my favorite acoustic songs of all time. And this is Because the Night by 10,000 Maniacs. This was recorded back in 1993 for MTV Unplugged. You want to talk about now, and I mentioned college years a lot here when I do these video jukebox, but this is a instantly takes me back to my college days when I had my radio show on WICR. I own a college radio, and I played this song a lot. I love this. Natalie Merchant's voice is one of those, I guess, I don't know, what are they called? Trigger moments, core memories, I guess. And I instantly in my head, I'm like in that studio doing my show. I had, you know, over the years I did shows at the radio station. I had different times. I did, evenings at one point. I did mornings. I did afternoons. But this song was always on my playlist no matter what. So let's get into it. And the YouTube link is in the description. As usual, let's hit that play button in 3, 2, 1. Now that piano starting off, you know, you get the little clapping here. Now, I didn't know this was a cover song, actually. And you just hear Natalie's voice. I mean, you look at her, she's that 90s kind of girl with the, you know, just the way she dressed. You look at her. I mean, I like 10,000 Maniacs, but I gravitate more towards Natalie Merchant's solo work with, you know, Carnival and some of those other songs. I mean, with the background too here, they have this like really big string section right behind her, and we just get into it here. And it has such a different sound to it. Now, this reached 11 on the Billboard Hot 100. It reached top 10 in Canada and Iceland, reaching 10 and 7. And so a little bit about the original. It was actually this song was actually written by Bruce Springsteen and Patti Smith, and it appeared on the Patti Smith Group album Easter originally back in 1978. Lots of artists actually covered this song, which didn't really, again, I didn't know that much about it. And the song actually was ranked in 1987 at 116, the top 150 singles of all time. It remains the best-known song from Patti Smith's catalog. And 2021 Rolling Stone ranked it at 358 as top 500 songs of all time. Now, that's really her version, but not this one. And, I mean, 10,000 Maniacs, I mean, choosing to cover this song, you know, off their album, which was triple platinum. And after, between the recording of this and the release of the album, that's when Natalie Merchant leaves the band to pursue a solo career. Now, on the album itself, the Unplugged album, they did a brief take on Puff the Magic Dragon. And I mean, also had a really great version of These Are the Days, which again, another college song for me, but that's a little earlier college because it was the theme song for Class of 92, which was a Fox show that didn't last very long. I remember hearing that. It had Candy, Everybody Wants on it, another great 10,000 Maniacs song. And we have also What's the Matter Here? Like the Weather, which I remember they performed on Saturday Night Live. Trouble Me, another great song. Actually, you know what? Now that I'm kind of looking through the track listing, you know, it's funny, too, when you have somebody who's known for a band and known for solo work, sometimes it kind of blends together and you can't, you know, selective amnesia or whatever can, you can't remember exactly, was that a 10,000 Maniacs song? Was it a Natalie Merchant song? But this was a 10,000 Maniacs cover, incredible, unplugged rendition, tremendous. Again, it just evokes core memories of college for me. All right, so that's going to wrap up our theme week here. Next week, it's a regular week, then we'll be back with yet another theme, because that's what we do here. We try to keep things fresh and kind of force us to look for songs and not rely on our old favorites and try to fit into those themes. It's a lot of fun, actually. I do really enjoy doing it. I'm glad Steve and Keithy also enjoy doing that as well. All right, so it is Easter weekend. For those of you who celebrate, hope everybody has a great Easter, enjoys time with their friends and their family. Hope the Easter Bunny brings you lots of great, delicious, sweet treats. And have a great weekend, everybody, and we will see you on Monday.